Joining me in the studio today is a familiar face at Caboolture Physiotherapy Centre. It's Kay Kerr, and Kay is the senior physiotherapist and the driving force behind the practice and one of our much valued sponsors here at 101.5 FM. And she has brought along Sophie Berger. And Sophie is a local girl who has earned a prestigious scholarship to study exercise science in the United States after school. Sophie's scholarship recognises not only her academic achievements, but also her exceptional talent as a triathlete. While pursuing her dream overseas, and a devastating cycling accident changed the course of her sporting journey. Sophie and two training partners were struck by a pickup truck while cycling, resulting in injuries that continue to affect her life and her athletic ambitions. Sophie is currently back in Australia visiting her family and completing a university clinical placement at Caboolture Physiotherapy Centre while continuing her rehabilitation. Good morning, Sophie, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
And, of course, Kay, lovely to see you again.
Thank you, Rosemary. Lovely to see you too.
Now, let's start with the exciting chapter that took you to America, Sophie. Tell us about the scholarship and what that opportunity meant to you.
Yeah, so I heard about the scholarship from a girl, actually, that I went to school with who was going for golf. And I heard that it was a really good opportunity to be able to do sport at a high level and still get a degree, because I really wanted to try and pursue triathlon, but I also wanted to have a good academic career as a backup option in case anything ever happened. So I Googled different schools in the US that have triathlon, and I received a really, really good scholarship at one of the schools, and that's about it.
That's how it started.
First started, yeah.
This wonderful journey. And just we'll go quickly to the accident that you had. Sophie, you're obviously out doing, and I mean it's three disciplines a week with your triathlete, so you were doing your bike ride, and that's when the accident happened.
I was in training for nationals. I'd just made the national team. I was the only freshman, so first year that was going to go. It was about 2 weeks out, so I was in pretty
form. Solid training, yep. Yes.
I'd just done a run session that day and had run a PR for 5K, which is a personal record.
Yeah.
And we were just out on a easy bike loop that we always do all the time. And we got hit from behind about 5 kilometres from campus, so we'd almost finished, had plans to get some dinner and,
Now, come back, of course, to the most important bit, I suppose, although your health is more important than anything, but the scholarship recognised both your academic results and your sporting achievements. So it's a pretty huge honour, Sophie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. And to be able to study for a much cheaper cost as well is something that I'm really, really privileged to have the opportunity to
Lovely.
Be able to do.
Lovely. Now, before receiving the scholarship, you'd already established yourself as a very talented athlete in Australia. Tell us a little bit about your sporting achievements while you were growing up.
So I've always done sport my whole life. I always did netball, running, every school sport possible. I quickly started to realise that I was pretty good at running specifically, and I joined a run team. And I also did high jump. At quite a high level, and I actually trained with Brother Charles from St. Michael's College over here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I started off doing those at quite a high level when I was younger. I won a few national medals for high jump, and then in triathlon I also won an Australian Junior Championship twice for standard distance, which is bit of a longer distance in the triathlon world. I've always had such a passion for sports in general, and as I got older I decided to specialize more in triathlon.
Now it seems as though you love the technical aspect as well, and with the three disciplines of triathlon, you know, it's pretty demanding, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think triathlon is one of the heaviest training loads out of all the sports because it is three sports. So yep. I would be training sometimes like 20 hours a week for it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed that. I really like the variety of training for different sports because I've always done so many different ones. So to be able to do three in one was perfect for me.
Now, you spoke earlier about all of the different things that you have done. So at what point did you realise that triathlon was going to be, you know, your future, basically?
Yeah, I'd say it was probably two main things. One, I finished high school. I moved up to the Sunshine Coast and I started training with Sunshine Coast Triathlon Academy, basically full-time.
Yeah.
And I improved a lot during that time period. And then I got to race in the Gold Coast as a part of a qualifying race for the Commonwealth Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of the water with the girl that went to the Commonwealth Games. I got off the bike with her. I was up there in the whole race. Obviously didn't make it, but I was right up with the top people.
With the
top, that once I finished that, I was like, yeah, I think I have.
You've got what it takes.
Yeah, I definitely saw the opportunity.
And Sophie, for somebody young, that passion's got to be exercise science and triathlon seem to be a perfect combination, Sophie, don't they, for what you are actually studying as well?
Yeah, definitely. I've always had an interest in wanting to do a career that surrounded sport and particularly just keeping sport a part of my life. So being able to study something that not only keeps me within that realm, but could also help me with my own sports and knowing how to properly recover and strength train properly was, perfect.
It's now, this will bring Kay into the realm a bit. It's the holistic side of all of this training that comes in perfectly, doesn't it, Kay?
There's so many things that kids develop when they are involved in sport at a young age.
Yeah.
And it's not just physical health, it's mental health, resilience, that commitment and training. I'm sure Sophie would agree. You have to have all of that. She's had to miss out on a lot of things over the years to get to this point.
Yes.
But it's been an incredible journey for her too.
Yeah, definitely.
And Sophie, while you're home now, still recuperating, You're getting trained at the Caboolture Therapy Centre.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Even just being able to talk to my co-workers while I'm there about my injury specifically, everyone's been really helpful and I've been receiving treatment in exercise physiology and physio, but also just in the break room if I have some questions, everyone's really happy to help me out and give me their own experiences and suggestions. So, yeah, it's a really good environment.
Absolutely. So you're going to combine both, and it's, as we said, a perfect combination, isn't it?
Yeah,
wonderful.
Definitely.
Now, I'm sure that your sporting career, you wanted to aim as high as you possibly could. I'm thinking probably your academic levels would be pretty similar, wouldn't it?
So I definitely in high school, I'd say I had a priority still for sport a little bit.
Okay.
But I did try really, really hard in school also because I wanted to get a scholarship into the US and they do take into account your academics.
Yeah.
I've always been quite a high achiever, so just trying to do the best in everything that I can is very important to me. But particularly now after the accident, I've really shifted more towards a focus in my academics. So
the accident was an incredibly traumatic experience, Sophie. How long ago was that accident?
So it was about 3 years ago now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and still doing some rehab.
Oh, my goodness.
You've been a little disadvantaged in some ways that Sophie's university is in a very rural area. In fact, it's out on its own in a rural area with no transport. It's been hard for her to get anywhere to get rehabilitation as well. So hence why everyone at the practice is trying to combine and give her a bit of an intensive rehabilitation before she goes back.
Oh, wow. How soon do you think you'll be going back?
So I still do go back to the US and have been going back. I just haven't been properly competing in triathlon. Mm-hmm. I did attempt to the year after the accident, actually, but I think I aggravated my injuries a little bit more by trying to do that before I was ready. So I've learned my lesson from that, and I'm really just focusing on my rehab and trying to continue that as much as I can while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to complete my degree. So yeah, I will be going back. I have 1 year left, and the goal is just to rehab and finish my degree there.
Okay. And that sporting ambition is still there, Sophie, even though you've got this lengthy rehabilitation, that's still there?
Yeah, it definitely is, and sport will always be a part of my life.
Okay.
Whether it's triathlon or not, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the future looks like necessarily, but yeah, it'll definitely always be a big part of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we certainly hope that the rehabilitation goes along perfectly. Now, as I said, or we said earlier, that you said the rehabilitation has gone on for quite a long time. What has that journey been like with you?
Yeah,
the rehabilitation.
It's had its up and downs for sure. If I look back and compare it to when I first had the accident, I've definitely improved a lot. I couldn't even walk properly after the accident. So in hindsight, I've improved a lot, but I've also had moments where I feel like I've gone backwards for sure, and I feel like I've gotten better and then I re-aggravate them. So it's, yeah, it's definitely a long process and a long journey, but it's taught me a lot of patience, I'd say, within my life. And yeah.
Mm. And your exercise science background, has that changed your approach at all in your own recovery?
Yeah, definitely. I would say in the US we have quite a science background and knowledge, so it's helped me with the, I guess, anatomy and knowing physiologically what's happening with my body. But actually being in a physical therapy center now, it's definitely given me more of a practical view and actually a better approach as to how to approach my injuries and how to better continue my rehab, especially alone when I'm back in the US.
Now you're back here in Australia, you're visiting family and you're competing your clinical placement. That's going to be a little tick in the box when you go back to America as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's part of my placement there as well. So
yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, well done.
You get to do your placement here with your family then,
exactly.
Don't you?
Yeah.
And we just said that, you know, the fact that you've had this accident, it certainly has allowed you to know the science side of it as well as getting over the actual problem. What does the future look like for you now, though, Sophie?
Yeah, so sport-wise, I'm still not really sure.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll definitely continue with sport, but most likely not professionally anymore. But it's still a big part of my life for sure. I'm continuing more an academic pathway. I'm currently taking the GAMSAT, or I'm preparing for the GAMSAT in September to hopefully do medicine. So that is my goal at the moment, but otherwise potentially physio or...
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure either. But
No.
Yeah.
and you're still young enough to be able to change paths, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, that's a fairly powerful message for young athletes listening who might be dealing with injury setbacks and disappointment. What would you say to them, Sophie?
I would just tell them that sport and results doesn't define them as a person. If you've had an injury, it is so fair to grieve that, and it is very, very mentally challenging. I'd say possibly even more challenging mentally than it is physically. But if you're able to find joy and other avenues and pursue those, the lessons that you've learned from sport will carry over.
Certainly help you. You'd be so able to feel people's pain, excuse me, won't you? I mean, that'll be just it. You've been there and done that if you did go into medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think it's given me a lot more empathy for people who have had life-changing injuries to be able to even just see mentally how it affects every aspect of their life, more than just not being able to necessarily do that one thing that they love. But it really changes how you view yourself as a person at first, and it takes a long time to redefine yourself.
Well, 3 years is a fair swag of a young person's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's doing really very well.
Yeah. Kay, did you want to say anything else? I mean, we have Kay here often, Sophie, but so delighted that she could bring you in to talk to us today. Give us just a little snapshot of Sophie in the practice right now, Kay.
Oh, Sophie's been a joy to have in the practice. I think the first few weeks, her course is very different over there, much more science-based than practical-based. So she had, a lot of observing to start off with. But after a couple of weeks, she was right into helping the staff and now working in the gym alongside patients and contributing her knowledge. She's already done an in-service for our staff over there.
Yeah.
And we learn so much from the students
her,
as well.
Yes.
And it's, and it's just wonderful to see the commitment that Sophie has and to listen to her story and for patients to get an encouragement from her
absolutely.
Rehabilitation journey is really lovely
just
too.
Lovely, and it's such a young age to have such an old head on those shoulders.
And when Sophie was here, I thought your listeners could really, enjoy listening to Sophie too, because what a lovely story to see a young person
magical
come through
story.
That.
Look, it's been an absolute pleasure, Sophie and Kay. Thank you so much for bringing Sophie in. And remember that sometimes the greatest victories aren't those found at the finishing line. They're found in the courage to keep you going when life takes an unexpected turn. People, love having you here. And Sophie, all the very best for your complete recovery and whatever field you go. And I'm just thinking to myself, what a benefit you would be in a training situation for young people coming through. It'd be wonderful for them to be able to have that. And after recovering from injury, making the managing a chronic condition and using exercise physiology to take your fitness to the next level, head to 101.5 FM and catch more conversations that are sponsored by Kay Kerr and the team at Caboolture Physiotherapy Centre. You won't want to miss any of them, and you certainly don't want to miss out on Sophie Berger. Thank you, Sophie, for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Rosemary.